Hello.
Hi, is that Mel?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Oh my God, I'm heartbroken and I'm so sorry to have ruined your day.
Who have we called here?
Wait, who is this?
This is... this is Ryan and Tony, but have we called the wrong number?
Yeah, you have called the wrong number.
Oh, I'm so sorry
about that, mate.
But if you are looking for a podcast to listen to, Tony and Ryan is very good.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, thank you so much. Bye. It's finally happened. Someone didn't approve the podcast.
Now what happens?
Do we just not start?
Did someone go to the hassle of asking for approval and then gave me a fake number?
They sounded nervous, didn't they?
They did.
Should we try someone else?
Well, we have to because we can't just,
Otherwise, do we get to go home?
That's so embarrassing for me.
I'm really embarrassed.
Oh, no, I've put the wrong number in.
Oh, crap. Oh, I just said crap. I don't think I've ever said crap in my life.
I've never heard you say it.
Oh, my God.
I missed by a digit.
Oh, don't.
Story of my life.
Hello.
Hi, is that Mel?
Sure is.
Hey, it's Tony and Ryan. How are you?
Mel, you won't believe what we've just been through.
We've had
we called
an ordeal.
The wrong number and the person pretended they didn't listen to our podcast, but I'm sure that they do. Well, they will now.
Oh, no.
Well, Mel, as you know, this is your fault.
Wait, what?
No, I gave you the right number.
No, it is Mel's fault because...
The second time.
There it is. I was just about to say, that your number ends with a 1, but I called it ending with a 2. And I'm like, why did I make that mistake? And it turns out Mel sent me the wrong number.
Mel's a catfish.
It's a typo.
Well, just know that the person who is 1 digit away from your number is not a fan of Tony Ryan.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Your phone number neighbour. Do you remember when that was a thing? Calling the person with
that
the number
huge.
Above you.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, don't apologise. We were just wondering, because it got awkward because she didn't approve of the podcast. So we're like, well, now what do we do? So we're wondering if you could approve and then we'll get started today.
I will absolutely approve the podcast.
Legend.
Amazing. Thank
Legend.
You so
you guys
much.
Are awesome, by the
oh,
way.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Mel.
That's so kind of you. Thank you for listening.
How are you going? Are you in lockdown or are you regional? Where are you at?
Yeah, no. I'm actually an Elthamite.
Really?
That's where Ryan's from.
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
I was actually a CLC girl, so I wasn't an Eltham High girl, but I did play volleyball like you as well. Not that I've stalked you or anything, I swear.
Yeah,
CLC, does that mean you had a navy country road bag? Because every girl from CLC had that same bag.
Sadly, yes, I did.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's an amazing fact.
Tony just gave me this look as like, oh, that's a bit obscure, as if.
Yeah. Well, Mel, I don't know anything about this town, but...
It's a suburb, man.
I've
not that
been
far out.
To the pancake parlour near your old house.
No, that's not near it.
You said
that's
in that
Doncaster.
That was where
in Doncaster?
Yeah, in Doncaster. It's not,
you
no.
Said you that's where you used to go when you went night clubbing.
Yeah, but that's because it was like on the way home from, you go down the Eastern Freeway, go to the pancake parlour, then go to Eltham. But
no,
it's definitely not.
I look
not.
Like a right knob.
You do. You really do.
Not at all.
Well, sorry, I disagree Mel. With Mel on that. I think she looks like a right knob at the moment. So that's a good one. Well, Mel, thanks for the Eltham chats and thanks for approving the podcast.
Thank you so much. You guys make me laugh and I really appreciate having something that isn't COVID related during lockdown. So thank you.
Oh, that's very kind, Mel.
Very
and we
kind.
Hope you're going okay because now at least you can go and have a picnic with someone.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All right. Thanks, Mel. Have a great day.
No worries. Good luck with the podcast, guys.
Thanks Mel. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hey, it's Mel, and I approve this podcast.
We have some sad news on the podcast today.
Do we?
Yeah.
What's happened?
Today is our last episode.
What?
Because coming up, we're about to do things you can say in the bedroom, but also at a funeral.
Yeah, and then we're going to prison.
Yeah, or just, if we're going to be cancelled, I mean, what a privilege to be something worth cancelling. But I feel like it's grim, it's dark. People liked last time we did things you can say in the bedroom, but that's coming up soon.
Great.
Tony, what do you got coming up?
Okay, I've got a question about Instagram because I'm in a bit of a pickle and I need some advice.
Oh, you want me to help you out?
Mate.
Like you want some advice, you come to Ryan.
I I always ask you for advice.
Yeah, and I always, in my masculine macho ways, even if I know nothing about the topic, will tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah, thank you for always mansplaining to me. I can always trust you.
Mansplaining, it's like when men explain things to women they already knew.
Thank you very much.
I want to introduce you to a new term that I think you, Tony, introduced me to last night. And the term is a sex meal.
Did I say that?
Do you and your partner have a sex meal? It could be a specific meal. It could be a restaurant. It could be a type of food. Because last night, Tony Felicia Lodge calls me and I answered the phone. I said, hey, Tony, Bridget and I have just sat down for a meal and I sent you a photo of what we were having. Can you remember what it was?
Oh, my God. It was like roasted cherry tomatoes still on the vine, like a beautiful burrata, all this Italian prosciutto and some like gorgeous crusty bread, some red wine. It looked incredible.
So here in Melbourne, we're still in lockdown. And so just to avoid the everyday feels the same, we can't get out of the house, Bridget's like, I'm going to cook us a delicious dinner. We're going to have some delicious wine. She said, Ryan, if you would actually have a shower, and maybe not wear just like sweatpants, track, like, you know, just wear a like nice shirt and some jeans.
Like a bit of a date night kind of
100%
thing.
100% date night.
Yeah. You've got to at the moment, I
just
think.
To keep yourself
break
sane.
Up the freaking monotony. Yeah.
100%. So we sit down to our romantic dinner and Tony calls like the second we sit down.
And I heard it in your voice as soon as you answered as well.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, that it was just a bad time. Because I'd said to you about half an hour earlier, I was like, hey, I'll call you in 15 minutes. So
and
I just
you called an hour later.
Yeah, like I, yeah, it was just not, I could tell straight away as soon as you went, hey, I could just tell it was a bad time.
I'm always happy to chat to you.
Oh, of course. And but also I know that you could be like, hey, I'm busy right now. And I can be like, no worries, bro.
Call you
chat
back
to you later. Yeah.
So I sent you that photo. But your reaction to that photo is you were like, oh, you're having like a sex meal.
Yeah.
Like you have a fancy meal and then afterwards you go and have sex.
Yeah.
So, and again, I don't know if this is a thing that it wasn't our intentions, but I'm just curious if couples might have a, oh.
We're getting it in after this.
If we get this in, I'm getting that in.
Yeah.
And it might again be like that date night restaurant, then you're like, oh, well, if we go to our local, whatever.
We always do it after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you and Torbs have anything in particular that you go, oh, if we're doing that, then we're probably doing that?
If we're going out for like a sexy dinner, we will probably have sex beforehand.
What?
Because we know we're going to eat too much, get home and be like a little bit tiddly and want to just sit on the couch and watch TV. So
as much as that's like the most unsexy thing ever, it is so true.
It's
after going out to a nice and for me, having like a few drinks and a meal, you're like, I just want to go to sleep.
Your tummy is full.
Yeah, I don't.
The last thing you want to do is be sloshed around. Do you know what I mean?
Don't say sloshed.
But we don't have a meal in particular. Or like a restaurant we always go to that means like, oh, here we go. But we have an album that every time we have sex we put on.
What album is it?
It's a Mogwai album. So it's just like, it's like experimental prog rock, like doesn't have any lyrics so that I don't get distracted.
Sorry, if it had lyrics, you'd just get caught in a sing-along?
Yeah. Yes. Have you ever met me? I sing like 500% of the day. So every time we're kind of,
and you're like, oh, let me just go put a record on.
Yeah.
Let me put my favorite prog
Girl,
rock on.
Put your records on.
Oh, we're
let
not going to do
that. Let me just lick your schlong. Anyway, so every
time. I'm going to see if we've got that song in the system.
It's by Corinne Bailey Ray. Oh, beautiful. I haven't heard this song in like 20 years.
When we get to the chorus, you sing your version of the song,
yeah,
though.
All
okay.
Right.
It is a beautiful song.
It is good. She's got a great voice.
This would be a lot of people's like song.
Oh, it's pretty like sexy, isn't it?
Bit of a groove on.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, when's the chorus? Come on, mate. Ooh, Tony.
Hey, Ryan, you ready?
Sure am, Shrek.
Oh.
We had that joke the other week.
Okay.
Here we go. Don't you hesitate. Girl,
put your records on. Now let me lick that schlong. Let your hair down.
I'm sorry everyone had to hear that.
But on the back of that, do you have a sex meal? Like every time you eat something in particular or go somewhere?
No.
It's baby pizza, right?
Oh, no. Well, baby pizza is our like
your
go-to
date night,
like
every
date
week.
Night. But I wouldn't say it's like a sex meal.
Oh, okay.
And now that I think about it, probably for similar reasons that we've covered off, because by the time I've had a delicious pizza and a few whiskeys, like put me to bed, I'm done.
And you just kind of want to like hop into bed and watch TV or sit on the couch and like eat ice cream out of the tub because you've just like had a big meal, you know. But yeah, so we've definitely gone to start getting ready for a date night and being like, should we do
just
it now?
Just get it out of the way.
And then we won't feel bad at the end of the night for being like, I've eaten too much.
Yeah. That's nice. You guys are on the same wavelength.
We actually are a lot
that's
of
real
the
good.
Time. Yeah.
I like that. Now, thanks. Tony, you're actually involved in our date night last night in another way that you probably don't know.
So aside from me ruining it by calling you, yeah, great.
Did you receive something in the mail this week?
Yes.
What did you get?
I did. So I got something that went via Kentucky. No. Well, you sent me a lovely gift of some cocktails just celebrating our success together. Torbs and I are going to crack into those tonight, actually.
Excellent. So Spotify gave us a shout out.
Yes. Thank you, Spotify.
Thank you, Spotify. You've got your anniversary.
Yes, it's our anniversary tomorrow.
So I sent you, and I know that you like a spicy margarita.
I do.
So there was this fancy little bar that did these like, you know, takeaway. How did they arrive? Actually, you probably know more than me.
Well, they arrived in like two gorgeous glass bottles. So one of them was like an old fashioned and one of them was like a spicy marg. And it came with like a little thing of smoked salt, some jalapenos, a dried orange slice.
Oh, nice. So you kind of just put it all together at home on some
ice. We're going to do it tonight.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So what were the two that arrived?
One was an old fashioned from memory and one was like a...
Because in my mind... That you guys like a margarita.
Yeah.
So when I saw a margarita on the website, I was like, oh.
Perfect.
Tony and Torbs will love this.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite cocktail is?
Yeah, you like anything with whiskey.
It's an old fashioned.
An old fashioned.
So what I intended to do was.
So were we not supposed to get the old fashioned?
No, you weren't.
Oh, well, I haven't drunk it yet.
No,
so
but, no,
can
but
swap.
I can't because I hate when people like give a gift and then ask for it back.
What were we supposed to get?
No, well, here's what happened.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to get two and I'm going to send Tony and Torbs the spicy margarita because I know they like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get an old fashioned for me and Bridget because I know that we like
that. But both came to me.
So then Tony messages and goes, oh my God, we've received this margarita and there's an old fashioned as well. And Bridget goes, Ryan, wasn't the old fashioned supposed to come to our house? And I said, yeah, but Tony was, she was so thankful to receive the present and she was so lovely about it. I didn't have the heart to tell her that I didn't actually send her two cocktails. I just sent her one.
So was there a problem? Was it supposed to come to my house?
You were supposed to get the margarita and I was to my house supposed to get.
So it was your postal fuck up.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Okay. Oh, so I thought what you meant was that they were both going to come to me and then you were going to go, oh, but mate, the old fashioned's for us. It was just easier to send them both to
you.
Well,
there was a bit of that chat. But then again, before I had a chance to speak to you about it, you were like so thankful and blessed and grateful and were like, so you were like, oh, Ryan, thank you so much. This really means a lot to me.
Well, because it was really kind of you.
Yeah, and I didn't have the heart.
You should have told me.
I didn't have
me.
The heart to go, oh, actually
I meant.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm trying to say is that Bridget and I bought a separate bottle of wine for our meal last night. Date night went well. And I hope that you and Torbs enjoy both the spicy margarita the old fashioned. And congratulations on getting a shout out from Spotify this week.
Mate, I can send that on to you.
No. You're welcome. Congratulations.
Mate.
What did you get me? Now you enjoy the drink.
No. Okay. So in that morning when you said, hey, can you remind me of your address again?
Oh, you knew.
I said to you, are you sending me a gift? Because I haven't organised a gift for you, is what I said. I've actually got the text message that I can fucking send you. And you didn't say anything. And I was like, oh, I hope he hasn't organised anything because I haven't organised anything for you. And now you're going to make me feel bad about it. That's not a nice way to give a gift.
That's why I didn't ask for it back. And for someone who claims to be no good at accounting, you're very good at receipts.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
Didn't write that joke down, did you?
No, just a natural
one. Yeah, nice. They're always better. Well, it's quite fitting now that we've had this argument because I want to know how long...
Mm-hmm. Not that long,
is an appropriate amount of time before you unfollow someone on Instagram?
Yeah, I feel ya.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what my answer to that is.
You can't. It's never.
Well, never.
You throw your phone into the Yarra and never check your Instagram again.
It depends how petty and diva-ish the person you're unfollowing is.
So I have had, similar to you, worked in radio in Australia and... You move around a lot.
You work for different people. You move shows.
You take just whatever job you can get, basically, and you move around a lot and you meet a lot of people.
Yep.
I've made heaps of incredible friends throughout the time.
A little miss popular.
No, not at all. I've made really good friends in all of my radio jobs. I've been very, very lucky. And there's people that I've kind of crossed paths with that, you know, worked in different departments that I got along with well at the time.
I'll throw them a follow because we're working together
Together and, you know, we'd maybe be out and it'd be like, oh, you've tagged me in that thing. Of course, I'll follow you back. It's not that you love their content, but you like them as a person.
Yep, great.
You know?
I'm showing your support. We're mates. I'm seeing what you're up to on the weekend.
And, of course, I'm going to follow a friend. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But then what happens when you're not really friends with that person anymore? Because
you move to another show, you
just
move on.
Move to a different city or job or whatever.
Who is it?
There's a few people that I've seen popping up on my feed recently that I'm like, fuck, I don't need to follow you anymore. But it feels really bitchy.
Is it Cam?
Cam.
Used to work with Jason PJ from New Zealand. Now is it Keep It Cleaner with Stefan Law?
No, I love Cam.
So you still follow him?
Yeah, I still follow him.
Show me your phone. Okay, so it's not him. Is it someone from Sydney?
Someone from Sydney. No.
Someone from Melbourne?
Nah.
Bunbury?
It doesn't matter.
It does.
It actually doesn't.
Who is it?
No, so there's just a few people that I've worked with at different times.
Is he in Canberra now?
No. No, I love Ned and Josh. I follow both Ned and Josh, and I think I'm on both of their close friends stories, actually.
Oh.
Which is, you know when you see the green ring pop up and you think, fuck me.
Look at me go. Yeah, here we go. Someone's in the inner circle.
Yeah, there we go.
So do you like their stuff? Do they comment on your stuff? Like, is there an online relationship?
Not really.
Because I have some, I guess I would call
friends.
You
follow heaps of people.
I do.
Yeah.
I have people who... I might have hung out with in high school, haven't spoken in person or seen for 15 years. I would still consider them a friend because we like commenting on each other's shit. We're like, hey, man, good to see you doing well. Oh, hey, mate, you know, oh, this looks cool. And I haven't seen them for 15 years, but I love like kind of still being bros with them online.
But that's different because if
that's why I'm asking you. Are you not engaging with these people?
There's no commenting. And, you know, there's people that, you know, maybe only post about a certain hobby that they've got or if they've got
smoking
kids
meats, are they smoking meats?
It's not a meat smoker.
By the way, after we talked about people who only post about smoking meats, the aggression I got from the Perth listeners about like, are you trying to say everyone in Perth smoke meats? I'm like, well, I'm not, but the gram would suggest that a lot of people over there like it.
Yeah, they do. They do like it.
So how long since you've worked with this person?
So one particular one has been about 6 months.
Oh, so since you left Kiss 101 Melbourne?
Yep.
And you're not interested anymore?
And, well, we didn't really talk that much when she worked in the building.
Yep.
And
I don't have a need to.
Yeah. But is that really bitchy?
I don't think so. Here's the issue that I think you're facing.
Yes.
The answer to your question is a bitchy. No, it is not.
Yeah.
But what you're really asking is, are they someone petty enough who's going to get fucked off with you for doing it? Because you, Tony Lodge, don't like to let people down.
No, I
don't. And you're scared And my answer to that is, that's on her. She needs to grow up and not worry about it. And if she wanted to have an interaction with Tony Lodge, maybe she should have thought about that while she lived in the same city as Tony Lodge. Maybe when they worked together, they should have become closer friends. You had your chance with Tony and you blew it.
Thank you, mate. That's actually really lovely.
Do I follow you?
I hope not. I wouldn't have approved you, don't worry. But it's awkward, right?
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I don't want to be that person that goes through and is like, I'm unfollowing, blah, blah, blah.
So
hang on. So because you follow a lot of people on Instagram, which is great, you are that kind of person.
Yep.
I get very anxious when I follow lots of people on Instagram.
Why?
Because I don't like it when my feed's too full.
It's always full. It never ends.
No, but I don't like it
Are you saying you get to the end of your feed and you go, oh, I've hit the bottom?
No, but I don't like it when there's too many stories being updated all the time. And I just like watching, I just have a very particular vibe that I like to watch.
Okay. How would you describe your vibe?
Oh, I don't know. It's eclectic. It's not like narrow and it's not like aesthetic or anything. It's just, I just like to follow people I actually know. I don't follow a lot of people that I don't know, apart from like the odd big celeb, but I mostly follow people that I know.
I probably don't know half the people I follow.
Yeah,
but
no,
I like them. If someone like comments on us and they like the pod, I'll follow them back. I want to know what they're up to. What are you spending your weekend doing?
That makes me anxious.
Oh, no, I love to see it.
And I love that you do that. That's really, really kind. But then when I open up my Instagram, I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that person is.
Yeah, but that's for me. I'm like, oh, I get to find out about this new person.
Oh, no, see, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay.
No, and that speaks to my character.
It
that
does,
you
because
can
you don't like people.
No, I love people that I know.
What about people you don't know? Sounds very rich girl in a country club.
No, it does not.
They're below me. I don't know them. How, and they don't know me.
How dare you?
So I know someone, used to work with them, who the moment anyone started unfollowing them or never followed them in the first place, they would DM immediately, why don't you follow me? Oh, I see that we're friends on Facebook, but you don't follow my business page. Why not?
That is so confrontational. What the hell?
And it was really awkward to be in the room.
That's so awkward.
Yeah.
Because then if you say like, oh, I didn't know you had Instagram, that you can't use that as an excuse anymore.
No, everyone's got Instagram.
Yeah. Everyone's got Instagram. Yep. More people have Instagram than Facebook now.
Yeah, I mean, like, for our demographic, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, do you want to guess who that person was?
No, because I think I know.
Just mouth it to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure everyone heard you mouth that, by the way.
Oh.
Like there was an audit. Just, yeah.
I'll cut that out.
Hey, up next. Things you can say at a funeral and also in the bedroom. I'm sorry already.
Sorry. Hey, this is Mal. You're listening to Tony and Ryan.
All right, do not say you weren't warned. This is things you can say in the bedroom and also at a funeral. Tony Lodge.
Sorry, am I being too loud?
How are you coping? For me, it's been really hard.
That is so funny. Do you need a tissue?
Sorry, I just did some very graphic physical
hand gestures. Physical comedy, mate.
Oh, geez, they've put on a great spread today.
God, the wood they've used is absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. The coffin, but also your penis.
I mean, wood is, yep.
It's so graphic. Imagine if you were having sex with someone, you were like, nice wood.
Nice wood, mate.
That is so bothersome.
Bothersome? Oh, we're just making up words now, are we?
That's a word. Okay.
Your funeral.
And my bedroom.
Things you can say in a funeral in the bedroom. Oh, can't believe how many people came today.
My next one is, wow, a lot of extended family here.
Ha 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 This one's a bit... I'm nervous. I'm glad it ended when it did, because I didn't want to suffer anymore.
Oh, my God. Were you close? I was proud of that one.
Yeah. So close, it was turned blue.
What?
Because like, the body would go cold, and of course, if you're close and you don't, the balls would go.
Oh. Well, I meant, are you close, like in relationship?
Yeah. Oh, but also, like, are you close to?
Close to what?
Thanks for an amazing service.
Have you travelled far?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, are you Auntie Ruth's son? I don't know why immediately for me it's a family funeral.
Oh, I thought he'd last a bit longer.
I thought he had a bit more in him.
Well, Will, when I'm there.
Well, he had a good innings.
He is Ricky Ponting. At first it hurts, but over time the pain will fade away.
Time heals all wounds.
Especially your wound.
Oh, my axe wound.
Jeez. I was deliberately trying to avoid that word.
Sorry. Please don't cry. Hang on, my grandma can't have champagne.
Can I see the body? Ooh, that's really stiffened up, hasn't it?
Oh, poor granddad. May God be with you. No?
Do you... When,
oh, like...
I think I get the funeral side. I just...
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Maybe that's one. Oh, God.
Oh, he's finished up in a nice box, hasn't he?
Fuck me dead. Oh, that one works as well.
Oh God, I was crying and I think I just headbutted the chair. I'm crying. Can you see the tears?
I've got some more, but I think we should finish there. And that's not one.
Let's get out of here before. I'm crying. My liver hurts. Now, we mentioned earlier about the sex meal and we're kind of joking and blah, blah, blah. But yep. And we've talked about this many times, but I want to say it for the millionth time.
Okay.
Something I love to see is just couples who are stuck in lockdown, just getting along great and really enjoying the company of each other.
It's really nice.
Myself and my wife, Bridget, our dog, BJ. Lockdown's not great. I know it sucks. It hurts for a lot of people, but we are the three of us just having a great time. And I just, when I get home every day, I love to see it. I love to see them. And I hope they love to see me.
That's really nice. And I know that they do. I know that they love to see you. Good. Yeah. Well, mine's a bit more trivial than that. I'm really excited because I really need a new phone case. And the iPhone 13's just been announced, which means that all of the iPhone 12 cases will be really cheap.
Good call. That's so true. You're like the seagull of technology. Yeah. You're going to finish that? Oh, you don't need that anymore. No, I'll take it.
I'm like, I've still got an iPhone 4.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow, we go to Texas, Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
for the worst first date story you've ever heard.
Ever.
Someone who listens to the show from Texas will be calling through to share you what I'm calling a harrowing tale.
It is not great.
All right, we'll chat to you then. Bye.
Bye.